ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5, द क्रिएटिव इम्पेटस, चैप्टर 5, लॉर्ड ऋषभदेव्स टीचिंग्स टू हिज सन्स, पार्ट 1, वर्सेस 1-27। ऋषभदेव इंस्ट्रक्ट्स हिज 100 सन्स। Shukadeva Goswami continued speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. Nayang deho deha bhajang nri loke kashtan kaman arhate vid bhujangye tapo divyang putraka yena satvang should yed yasmad brahma saukyam tu anantam. Lord Rishabhadev told his sons, my dear boys, of all the living entities who have accepted material bodies in this world, one who has been awarded this human form should not work hard day and night simply for sense gratification, which is available even for dogs and hogs that eat stool. Instead, one should engage in penance and austerity in order to attain the divine position of devotional service. By such activity, one's heart is purified, and when one attains this position, he or she attains eternal, blissful life, which is transcendental to material happiness and which continues forever. Mahat sevang dwaram ahur vimuktes tamo dwaram yoshitam sangi sangam mahantaste samachitta prashanta vimanyava sukhrida sadhavo ye. One can attain the path of liberation from material bondage only by rendering service to highly advanced spiritual personalities. These personalities are impersonalists and devotees. So whether one wants to merge into the Lord's existence or wants to associate with the personality of Godhead, one should render service to the Maha-Atmas. But for those who are not interested in such activities, who instead want to associate with people fond of women and sex, then the path to hell is wide open. The Maha-Atmas are equipoised. They do not see any difference between one living entity and another. They are very peaceful and are fully engaged in devotional service. They are devoid of anger and they work for the benefit of everyone. They do not behave in any abominable way. Such people are known as Maha-Atmas. Ye va maishe krita sauridarpa janeshu dehambhara vartikeshu griheshu jayatmaja rati matsu na priti yukta yavad artash chaloke. Those who are interested in reviving Krishna consciousness and increasing their love of Godhead do not like to do anything that is not related to Krishna. They are not interested in mingling with people who are busy maintaining their bodies, people busy for their eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Such devotees are not attached to their homes, although they may be householders, nor are they attached to wives, children, friends, or wealth. But at the same time, they are not indifferent to the execution of their duties. Such people are interested in collecting only enough money to keep the body and soul together. Nunang pramattak kurute vikarma yad indriya pritaya aprinoti na sadhu manye yata atmano yam asan api kleshada asa deha. When a person considers sense gratification the aim of one's life, he or she certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activity. One does not know that due to one's past misdeeds, one has already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of misery. Actually, the living entity should not have taken on another material body, but one has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think it not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself once again in the activities of sense gratification by which one perpetually gets material bodies one after another. Parabhavastavad abhoda jato yavanna jigyasata atmatatvam yavat kriyastavad idang manovai karmatmakam yena sharira bandha. As long as one does not inquire about the spiritual values of life, then one is certainly to be defeated and subjected to all kinds of miseries arising from ignorance. Be it sinful or pious, karma has its resultant actions. So if a person is engaged in any kind of karma, then one's mind is called karmatmaka, colored with fruitive activity. And as long as the mind is impure, consciousness is unclear. And as long as one is absorbed in fruitive activity, he or she has to accept another material body. Evang manak karma vashang prayunkte avidyayatmani upadiyamane pritir nayavan mayi vasudeve namuchite deha yogena tavat. When the living entity is covered by the mode of ignorance, he or she does not understand the individual living being and the supreme living being, and one's mind is thus subjugated to fruitive activity. Therefore, until one has love for Lord Vasudeva, who is none other than myself, he or she is certainly not delivered from having to accept another material body again and again. Yada na pashyati ayatha guneham svarthe pramattak sahasa vipashchit gata smritir vindati tatra tapan asadya maitunyam agaram agyaha. So even though one may be very learned and wise, still one is mad if he or she does not understand that the endeavor for sense gratification is actually a useless waste of time. Being forgetful of one's real own interest, he or she tries to be happy within this material world, centering one's interests around the home, which is based on sexual intercourse, and which brings one all kinds of material miseries. In this way, one is no better than a foolish animal. Pungsastriya mituni bhavam etang tayor mitho hridaya granthim ahu ato grihakshetra suptapta vittayar janasya mohoyam ahang mameti. The attraction between male and female is the very basic principle of material existence. And on the basis of this misconception, which ties together the hearts of the male and female, one becomes attracted to one's body, home, property, children, relatives, and wealth. And so, in this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine. Yada mano hridaya granthir asya karmanu badho dhrida ashlatheta tada jana sampari vartate smad mukta parang iyati atihaya hetum. And when the strong knot is slackened within the heart of a person implicated in material life, due to the results of one's past actions, then one turns away from attachment to home, wife, and children. In this way, one gives up the basic principle of illusion, I and mine, and becomes liberated. One thus goes to Vaikuntha, the transcendental world. Recorded March 7, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Alasi Krishna. Prayasi Namo Namaha Radha Krishna Seva Pabo E Abhilashi Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha. Jeto Mara Sharanaloy Taravancha Purnahoy Kripa Kodi Kodotade Vrindavana Vasi. Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha. Mora e Avilasha Vilasa Kunje Yovasa Nayane Haribo Sada Yugala Rupa Rashi. Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha. He Nivedana Dhara Shakira Anu Gata Koro Seva Adhikara Diye Koda Nija Dasi. Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha. Dina Krishna Dase Koi Ejena Moda Hoy. Shri Radha Govinda Preme Shadayena Vasi. Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha. Radha Krishna seva pavo e abilashi. Radha Krishna seva pavo e abilashi. Tulasi Krishna prayasi namo namaha. Tulasi Krishna prayasi namo namaha. Govinda jaya jaya, Gopala jaya jaya, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda 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 jaya jaya. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yani Kani Chapapani Brahmahat Yadi Kani Cha Tani Tani Pranasyanti Pradakshinaha Pade Pade.